T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is more, and even more, AB. In this, though, it's really talk about AB. AB really hasn't acted all that much. He's just, I don't know, going about his business the way that he normally does. But all the people around, or that used to be around AB, are commenting as AB is in a holding pattern, Antonio Brown, deciding what he's going to do next, or more to the point, the Steelers deciding what he's going to do next. The latest person to come out is Bruce Arians, the new head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks. He was on Adam Schefter's podcast, said this.
From afar, it's just too much miscommunication, too much diva. You know, I just don't – I've heard so many stories, and I like Antonio. He plays as hard as anybody on Sunday, and he practices hard. They just got to make better decisions off the field, be on time, do some of those little things.
All right, little more from Schefter's podcast.
Was that the Antonio that you knew and drafted in 11 or whatever year it was?
He was hardest working. He and Emmanuel Sanders, boy, they went after it because Mike Thomas always telling two dogs, one bone. At that time, we had Mike Wallace, Hines Ward, and we had a pretty good room for one of them to get on the field. And by the end of the season, they were both winning for us to go to the Super Bowl.
This is the dynamic that's really interesting for me in all of this, guys, is that when seemingly everyone else in the world is telling you you've changed and you screwed up and you turn it into a diva, maybe it's time to look inward. Maybe it's time for some self-evaluation.
Time to remember the days of two dogs, one bone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious about that, though.
No, you're right.
It's like everyone else in the periphery, or that knows him, or that used to know him, or that has been around Antonio Brown, is saying, man, what's happened to you? And he's the last guy to understand that maybe there's a problem.
Yeah, it's completely beyond him that maybe he's at the root of all of this. And at the same time, I find it really interesting and curious, the battle of ideas that's been put out there in the national media over the last couple of weeks. So B.A., we know, is friends with Ben. So naturally, he's going to lean a little more towards Ben's side. We talked about Ben's role and how A.B. likes to, or people who believe in A.B.'s side like to shift the blame towards Ben, right? That's been a big story in the national media, and we'll get into James Harrison later. But then there's the other side of things that's, well, if Ben didn't treat A.B. this way, or if Ben didn't treat his teammates this way, maybe Antonio wouldn't act like that. And it's just the competing ideas that are out there and the people that have their ideologies that they want to believe in, that is just as interesting to me as the fact that it's laid bare that Antonio Brown was not a good teammate, right? We can see that. He's showing up late to things, as Bruce Arians is talking about there. He's throwing the football at his quarterback. But it's also been laid bare that there are certain people in and around the organization that believe that Ben may not be a great teammate or leader either. And just the fact that we're getting this back and forth and this push and pull from different people's stories is what I think is the biggest tipping point in how this offseason will end up going.
I'm here for all of it.
Yes.
I'm here for all of it. I've decided. Part of me didn't like the drama for a while. Now I'm here again for all of it, because you have a current head coach, right, Jeff, who just, you would think, is in its best interest to move on, focus on his team, say, hey, I'm Tampa's coach now, whatever. People can't get away from it, but I don't know if it's because they care about AB anymore. They're like, could you believe what this guy is potentially throwing away? I feel like the sentiment is rolled into that.
Well, maybe they care about the guys around AB or what he's doing to the team, and they still have connections to the team, so they're upset. You know, you asked the question, doesn't AB realize? No, he doesn't, because he surrounds himself with people that keep telling him that he is the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Ed Chapo.
And he is not.
Ed Chapo.
He is not the problem. Everyone else is the problem. Ryan Clarkson, Uncle Tom, who knows what he'll say about Bruce Arians, that these guys are the problem, not you. You're the best, man. It's like he surrounded himself with Don Kings.
Well, I liken it to this. I read a story one time that Floyd Mayweather has a lot of these people like around him, right? so much so that he was playing pickup hoops and dudes like wouldn't guard him. Like they'd let him score. Nah, I'm serious. It was so
it's like
bad.
Kim Jong-un playing a round of 18 holes in one.
Producer Matt just got the most sour face. Have you heard that same story?
Well, yeah, I've heard things like that. But I was even looking at AB's last tweet with Deion Sanders and how Deion Sanders told him to stand up for yourself and don't tell people, you don't allow people to tell you who you are. Those are the kind of people that he's listening
there's
to.
There's reality, then there's AB's world, and he lives in it, and he is in a bubble from what is happening in the outside world. Notice he didn't call Mike Tomlin an Uncle Tom, by the way. Notice that.
Yeah. Not yet.
You know, essentially, you know, he said some negative things about Antonio Brown.
And the practicality of this moving forward becomes that there will be at least one organization, probably multiple, a handful, that want to join AB's world.
I'm here for all of it.
Want to put him at the center. Like, there's going to be a team that gives up a first-round draft pick this offseason for Antonio Brown. At least that. And they're going to say, yeah, you know what? Bring it on. Please, bring it into bring AB's world into our locker room.
So what we're starting to understand in Pittsburgh is why Terrell Owens kept going to different teams.
Uh-huh.
Because you'd take the risk, you'd buy in, you'd use his on-field, and then it's just like, okay, enough.
I never thought that the Steelers would be better for it, and I still don't know about the record on the field, but I'm really now thoroughly convinced that the Steelers atmospherically are just going to be better for it.
Yeah.
I'm there.
It gets one
I've
more piece
there.
It gets one more piece of drama out of the room.
Uh-huh. I'm there. That in the long haul and even maybe even the short haul. That cuz I don't know if they'll be much worse than 9-6-1. We're acting like it's a guy leaving a 15-1 team and what's going to happen. They were 9-6-1, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.